Good afternoon, and welcome to the inaugural episode of Stevie Grin's Herbal Podcast. I am Stevie Grin, and this podcast is an extension of the blog I've been doing for the past several weeks called Stevie Grin's Herbal Archive. If you want to check that out, that is StevieGrinsArchive.com. It's StevieGrinsArchive.com. No apostrophes or anything fancy like that. Just Stevie Grin's Archive. Now, the reason I wanted to do this podcast was I like the blog. I like doing the blog quite a bit, but you know, sometimes I like to try something a little bit new. I try to experiment with some different things, so I decided to experiment with the podcast. I don't want to duplicate anything on the site here, as much as practical. I'll try to avoid that. So feel free to stop by, check it out, drop me a line, let me know you're there. But the reason I got into this and the reason I started doing the blog was I recently discovered CBD flower and became a huge fan right off the bat. And one thing I noticed when I started doing it is there was a plethora of different vendors, different strains, all sorts of stuff. So I started doing the blog basically so I could keep the strains straight and remember what each strain does, if I liked it, if I didn't like it, that kind of stuff. Then I decided that I'm probably not the only person who is learning the ropes about CBD, and maybe someone could be in the same position as me. So I started doing it, like I said, as a blog and publishing it out so people can see my experience, read my experience, and sorry about that. Sometimes you just need a drink of water. Anyway, I decided to publish this out to share my experience because others may be curious. Others may be trying to figure out, okay, do I want to try this strain, this strain? It's not like a situation where you can just walk into a store, do a couple hits of a strain, and decide. You know, I can't do that. So before laying down some cash, it might be good to know what to expect. Now, what drew me to the CBD flower? Again, details of this are on my blog, but I do want to cover it a little bit since this is the inaugural episode of the podcast. All right, first of all, I've always been in favor of the legalization of marijuana. I think its prohibition is ridiculous, ineffective, outdated, misguided. It's bad. It just, there aren't, I can't think of any positive adjectives for that. So I've been in favor of legalization, but even though I was in favor of it, I never really dealt with it personally that much, and that's basically because the high THC stuff aggravated my anxiety. Yeah, that's the way it is. We all have our weaknesses. We all have our little, you know, quirks. There we go. Yeah, I all have our weaknesses. All have our little quirks. You have to forgive me. I'm a little bit distracted. I just got a visitor of the four-legged variety hopping up on my lap wanting to say hi. And by the way, in case you don't know, and you probably don't since this is the first of the hopefully series of podcasts, I do share my house with a small zoo. Three large dogs, two cats, and a snake. And one of the dogs decided to come up and say hey. Anyway, where was I? Oh yeah. the high THC stuff. It just really kind of messed with my anxiety, and I wasn't a big fan of it. We all have our quirks, and so I just kind of steered away from it. I'm like, hey, it's great for whoever wants to use it, but not so much for me. That didn't change my opinion on whether or not I felt like it was beneficial. Didn't change my opinion on whether or not it should be legalized. Just wasn't for me. So, as we all know, after a while, CBD came out and oils and edibles. And so I tried those. I'm like, hey, okay, well, maybe I can get some of the benefit that I hear about with the marijuana plant and the cannabis plant, really, because I think right now there's still a legal distinction between the cannabis plant and the marijuana plant. It's a legal thing, distinction. But I'll just use cannabis for my for these purposes. Still get a lot of the benefit from the cannabis plant without any of the THC. And so I tried that. I tried the oils a couple times. Tried one or two edibles. They're all right. I can't say I was a huge fan. I can't say I disliked it. I can't say I wasn't in favor of it. Just it wasn't as impactful as I was hoping. So that was, you know, basically the past couple years up until a few months ago, and I walked into a shop and saw the flower for sale. Now I think you guys probably had a very similar experience the first time you saw a flower for sale in a store. You know, hey, what's this doing here? Should I get out of here before the cops come? That kind of stuff. So, I asked a little bit about it and decided to give it a try. And that was what I was looking for. You get the full spectrum with the terpenes, the low THC, which by definition is 0.3%. You still get many of the benefits from the CBD as you do the, you know, marijuana or the cannabis plant with the high THC, including some of the relaxation. People often ask me, because I try to be a proponent for this stuff, is if I get high or get a buzz off of it. And I'm not going to say it's a high or a buzz. I once read that it was not high, but medium. And I'll go with that. You get some relaxation. Quite frankly, if I were to compare how I feel after ingesting some CBD with anything else, it'd be kind of like, well, you know, we've all been there, if you're 21 and all that, where you have a couple drinks. And you probably hear my dogs in the background. Hold on just a second. I'm going to pause this and tell them to quiet down. I'll be right back. And I am back. You know, just like my mom used to tell me with my brother, hey, you know, it's playing now, but one of you guys is going to get serious. And two of the pooches decided to have a wrestling match, and they were going to get serious. You know how that goes. Anyway, you probably still hear them in the background. That's just the way it goes. Life is full of little quirks, isn't it? Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. How I would describe the reaction I get from CBD. It is kind of like the relaxation after having two, maybe three drinks, where you just get that muscle relaxation, things are a little bit starting to look a little bit mellow, you have a little bit of grin on your face, just everything's all right with the world. That's a lot how I feel after the CBD. I wouldn't say high, I wouldn't even say impaired, I wouldn't say even say buzzing, just have that relaxation, where, you know, kind of, hey, things are all right with the world. Then another thing that I did like about the flower is, and maybe because I like the, you know, being seeing the progress that we're making as a country, but this is legal under the 2018 Hemp Farming Act. Now, that being said, I think about every proponent of CBD, along with every proponent of legalization of the marijuana plant. Have some common sense, people. Don't light up in front of a cop and be like, oh, it's legal. They aren't going to buy that. And even though they can do the tests and you can show them the paperwork, it's still a hassle that you don't want, they don't want. So why make it a big deal when it doesn't have to be? I have some common sense, and there is still a stigma about this. So again, you know, I try to be discreet, have some common sense about it myself. So methodology, how I do this. Basically, I get a new strain and I either smoke or vape it. Usually, I vape the flower with a dryer vaporizer and a water pipe adapter. I know it sounds silly. When I first heard about vaping in a bong, I was like, what on earth is that? That's just silly because, you know, I see where the water in a bong, it filters out some of the stuff from the smoke, blah, 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 blah. But I did not see any benefit to vaping it and piping the vape through the bong itself. At the same time, I figured, hey, why not try it? I did. I liked it. Don't judge. I won't judge. You don't have to vape it through a bong. But that's the way I did it. I kind of like it. Now, that's not saying that that's the only way I will ingest it. I still have been known to vape it just straight from my vaporizer. I've still been known to even smoke it. But that kind of gives me a sore throat. Makes me cough a little bit more. And I don't like that. So I prefer vaping. I prefer the bong. And maybe some of the bong is just the fact I like it, how it looks, I like how it sounds. It's a bong. You get that nice little, here, I will demonstrate the sound that I love with the bong. That's just, you just know you're in for a good time. But I digress. So, after I vape or smoke the, or anyway, else, I think I've only vaped and smoked it. I haven't made edibles. Yeah, I have. Sometimes I brew it in a tea, but I normally don't review after I brew it in a tea. I just kind of do that when I'm trying to unwind. So anyway, after I ingest it, I usually try to give a couple minutes till it kicks in, and then when I was doing the blog, I would start typing out my subjective first-hand reactions as I was having them. After all, the reason I started the page was to keep these straight so I'll remember, okay, yeah, so this is what did this one, this is what made my nose purple, all sorts of stuff like that. I've not yet had any make a nose purple. I just felt like saying that. Anyway, so I figure my methodology isn't going to change much. I'll probably still smoke or vape, and then just tell you guys, dear listener, that about the reactions as I experience them, just like I have with the web page. This is something new. We'll see what happens. That's going to be my plan so far. So, enough of that. Now, we are going to go to, see what's on the chopping block. And today, I did make an exception. I am reviewing something I've already reviewed, which is cherry wine. I reviewed that on the written blog, and I decided, since I'm trying something completely different, that I'd do the same review, basically same methodology, the same strain, and just do this in this format as opposed to the written word. So, like I said, I try not to duplicate, and I will try to avoid duplication because I still like doing the blog, and this is just a new experiment. Let's see what happens with it. Now, normally, like I just said, after I introduce the strain itself, I will usually ingest it, then start talking about the reactions right off the bat. Today, there's an exception in the fact that before I started, actually, truth be told, don't tell anyone, I am doing this the second time in a row. The first time I tried to record this, I didn't like it at all. So I decided to make some notes, get things a little bit more organized, and then try it all over again. But I already have some of the cherry wine on board. I already did about a couple vaporizer loads, honestly, just throughout the course of the afternoon, and then did it again right for the first version of this. So I still have it on board, and I still have the reactions basically the same, so I decided to just go ahead and tell you guys that instead of dealing with grinding up some new flour, because I'm trying to use everything I have ground up at the moment so I can do a review of a new strain and not feel like I'm being wasteful by setting aside perfectly ground up, perfectly good flour. So let's pretend that I am vaping this as we speak. I'll give you some sound effects to kind of help us out. Boy howdy. All right. But speaking of vaping, and I know there's a stigma to it, all sorts of stuff, but yeah, I smoked cigarettes for 20 years, and vape juice got me off the cigarettes, and what can I say? I feel healthier, feel happier, it tastes delicious compared to cigarettes, so I still use that. So I will every now and then get my nicotine fix while I am doing this. So let's go for the reaction for the cherry wine. First things first, the stuff tastes and smells awesome. It has kind of a sweet yet earthy smell, and the taste is right along with that. Not overly powering, sweet candy type taste. It just has this nice sweetness, but it's balanced out with like some earthiness there too. I do like that. That is it's a very tasty strain. Another thing I like about it is this is a nice mellow strain. It's very mild. It's good for a little bit of relaxation, but you're still functional. It's because I have had some strains that take me to the higher medium part that I kind of have to sit down for a little bit, and some are good for just sitting down, saying, hey, I'm going to check out for a couple minutes and just kind of relax in a chair here. And some are good for that. Some are good for, hey, let's go do all the things. This is mellow, and it's not very buzzy at all. It's good body relaxation, but like I said, you're still functional and you're still wide awake while doing this. So that's my first reactions. Now for the positive, the taste is definitely positive. I do like the fact that this is a very mild, mellow strain that's good for relaxation. I could see this being kind of an everyday go-to type CBD strain for me. Now, the negatives. Really, and this sounds so weird, but the mildness of it is also, even though I like it, I listed it as a positive, I'm also going to list it as a negative. Sometimes you want something with just a little bit more punch. So not saying to avoid this at all, But I do say that sometimes, if you want a little bit more punch, you may want to opt for a different strain. That's not to say to avoid this. Again, I really like this strain and really see it coming back and having, and I see this buying this again, I see myself buying this again in the future. So not bad at all, but sometimes you might want a little bit more punch. Something like, if you want to try, and I have reviews of these on the other website, but like Lifter, Casino Cookie, so some of those have a bit more of a punch to it than this. And I'm not saying those are better, I'm just saying they're different. And this is on the mellow side, on the mild side. Overall, like I said, I like this quite a bit. I do see it becoming a regular strain. I definitely recommend it to folks. And now, there we have it. That was the first episode of this blog. Well, not blog, I'm sorry. First episode of this podcast. We'll see what happens with it. See how I go trying to publish it and that kind of stuff. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Hopefully there's someone listening other than my dogs. They seem to like it. But if you like this, please let me know. Please stop by the Stevie Grin's archive.com. That's the Stevie Grin Herbal Archive. And if you have any questions, you can reach me there. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is it. And unfortunately, I do need to go. Oh, wow. I went 21 minutes that time. I was not expecting it to go that long. Anyway, I got to mow my yard. So, wish me luck. I'll talk to you soon. Stevie Grin out.